They told their mom about the pictures and the message that Jade saw, but she didn't believe any of it, even though it did explain the killing of John. They went on to bury him. Later in the week, Sarah was taking a shower while the kids were at school. She thought she heard a big thump, so she decided to go check on Jasmine, the 7-month-old baby of the family. Everything was fine, so she headed back to the bathroom to continue her shower. All of a sudden, she saw something move by quickly behind her, out of the corner of her eye. She ignored it and finished taking her shower. When she got out of the shower, she saw a message on the bathroom mirror that said, "We warned you to leave. Now you will pay the consequences." Scared by this, she decided to take a nap because she thought she was seeing things because she was being sleep deprived by the baby. When she woke up, she saw that Jade and Sam were back from school. "How was school today?" she asked. Nobody answered her, so she asked again. Nobody answered her again. Then right before her eyes, the girl and the boy disappeared. 5 minutes later, Sam and Jade came walking in the door. Sarah was so confused and distraught that she thought she was going senile. So worried that something would happen to her and her children, she decided to pack up and move. It was the last night in the house, and Sam couldn't sleep. He kept tossing and turning, but nothing seemed to work. Finally, he was able to fall asleep. "And that's the last thing I remember. Then I woke up," said Sam. "Wow, what a dream. I'm pretty sure this house isn't haunted, though," John said. "Yeah, I hope so. And then again, I never was the one to really believe in ghosts." "Yeah, I know. Now come on, son. We have to help Mom finish unpacking the stuff." "All right, hey, I didn't know the neighbors had kids." "Sam, the neighbors don't have kids." "Then who's that little boy and girl I always see in their house? You don't think their house is haunted, do you?" "I don't know, son." The end.